This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Can you share with us the main message of the Holy Father Pope Francis yesterday, just right before his Angelus on All Saints Day?
Absolutely. Right there in St. Peter's Square, crowds gathered to listen to the Holy Father give a message. And as you mentioned, John, he prayed the Angelus, he gave a catechetical message, but it was a bit different than the typical public audience that he hosts. And so here he talked about what it means to become a saint. He said that everyone has a call to holiness, and that is something that we are all given rightfully by our baptism. And he asked everyone to remember that the saints are always accompanying all of us along the way. And he explained how the gift of holiness, of course, is something that we have received. But we have to remember that also all of the saints before us received this, and it's through that we can accompany, they can accompany us on our journey of life. He also mentioned a concept that he called looking for the saint next door. And that means that all holiness is a gift, and it's offered to everyone for a happy life. And the saint next door is the person who is near to you, who's really living out their Christian vocation with commitment, with simplicity. And I think we're all surrounded by saints next door. And this was a great reminder to certainly be on, not only on the lookout for the saint next door, but to really appreciate them, to look at them as models to emulate as well. And the Pope explained yesterday that when each of us welcomes God's gift of holiness, then you're able to take on a responsibility to maintain and build on that holiness. And he said that these elder brothers and sisters of ours, the saints who've gone before us, are people who can help when we make mistakes. They can help a person get on the right path again. He called them sincere friends and people that anyone could trust because they really do desire our well-being, remembering that we should call on their prayers for any kind of help. And then finally, he finished the Angelus yesterday by especially calling on Mary, the Queen of all saints, and he prayed asking Mary to help all feel the joy of the gift received and increase in all the desire for that eternal destination, John.
Well, I feel really good that I was on the same page with the Holy Father, because we invoked our Blessed Mother, the Queen of all saints, all throughout the show yesterday morning. It was a special day dedicated to the saints, and so it was a day for all of us to really remember the contributions of all of these heroic men and women throughout the centuries. And it's a beautiful thing. For sure, to meditate on the saints, you know. And before I forget, I can't remember where I heard this, but I can't remember who said it, that a saint is nothing more than a sinner who just kept on trying. So that gives us all hope.
Doesn't it? Exactly. Hope, it gives us hope to just get up again tomorrow and remembering that his mercies are renewed every morning and keep on going.
For sure. Now, the Holy Father will be busy today. Once again, Pope Francis is visiting a Rome cemetery for this Feast of All Souls Day.
Yes, indeed. He visited this morning the Rome War Cemetery, and this holds the remains of Commonwealth soldiers who died in Italy during the Second World War. And this is a tradition that, of course, the Pope has done many times over the years. And in fact, in 2017, he visited the American Cemetery. He visited in 2021 the Laurentino Cemetery, but then in 2018, the French Military Cemetery. So this is very typical tradition on this special day. And he prayed especially for those who are suffering from war today. He wanted to call everyone's attention to locations throughout the world, particularly Ukraine and Palestine, that he mentioned, where wars are going on, of course, again, in this cemetery that holds Commonwealth soldiers. And this is also something, it's quite interesting because through all, for all of the days that are leading up to All Saints and All Souls Days, it's very common that Italians make special time in the week leading up to go visit the tombs of their loved ones and to leave flowers. The traditional flower at this time is chrysanthemum that Italians leave on the tombs of their loved ones. And of course, being in a country that's quite small and where they utilize space, typically the tombs are all built into a wall, to a very tall wall with drawers and verses in the ground. So indeed, this tradition of mourning the dearly departed on this day is a very special day. And this is the day when now families will go and visit the tombs of their loved ones and spend time in special prayer there, John.
Well, I know the Holy Father has it on his heart to for all of us to continue to pray for peace in the Middle East and Ukraine as well. We can't forget about Ukraine. There's been so much emphasis on the Holy Land, the Middle East, that we have to remember that that war in Ukraine's coming up almost on 2 years. So we need to just continue to invoke the Queen of Peace and the Prince of Peace, our Lord and our Lady, for these conflicts to end somehow.
Yes, indeed. There's so many places, I'm thinking of South Sudan, so many places throughout the world where there's violence and war. And so indeed, this is a great reminder, the soldiers that are there, there's 426 soldiers of war who died between 1942 and 1947, hailing from UK and Australia and Canada and India, New Zealand, South Africa, all in this cemetery. So it really is quite an impactful and poignant moment with the Holy Father this morning.
How do Italians typically celebrate these two important feasts in our church? Yesterday's Solemnity of All Saints and today's All Souls Day.
Yes. Well, first of All Saints Day is a national holiday here. So that means that businesses, banks, schools are closed, and it's meant to be a day spent with the family. Now, there are also, as you can imagine, there's various food traditions. We are talking about Italy. So sure enough, one of those traditions, for example, is a chickpea soup with celery and carrots and onions and tomatoes and pork ribs. In the Piedmont region, they'll typically have that. They also enjoy the pane de morti, the sweet bread of the dead. And this is made with raisins and crumbled cookies and flowers and eggs and sugar and cinnamon and chocolate. And so these are the types of foods that people will enjoy and look forward to during these days. Last year, my husband John and I made a special trip to Puglia, Italy, to a place called Orsara. And there, they have a very special celebration on the nights between All Saints and All Souls Day. And this, they do a commemoration of remembering the dead. And what they do is at 7 p.m. throughout this tiny little town, all over the town, outdoor bonfires are started, and they use dried broom plants. And so they create these huge bonfires, which represent the fires of purgatory, reminding all of us of the need to pray for the poor souls in purgatory. And then at near to midnight, the confraternity of the dead, wearing their full white robes with white hoods, they go to the local church and they are blessed. And then they make a solemn procession in silence throughout this little town, again, as a remembrance of the dead, those who've gone before us, and as a reminder to all to continue to pray for the poor souls in purgatory. So that was such an incredible and a beautiful experience of people having such respect and reverence for the dead, calling them to mind, that opportunity to really have gratitude for those who have left a beautiful legacy for all of us, and many who still need our prayers today, John.
Well, leave it to the Italians. They know how to commemorate and celebrate their saints and special feasts. It never ceases to amaze me. I did not know that it was a national holiday, All Saints Day there in Italy. So great stuff. We got time for to chat briefly about the secret room of the great Michelangelo. It's now open to the public.
Yes, John. This is amazing. This is about to be opened to the public in Florence. So get this. Sure enough, during a time when our friend Michelangelo Buonarroti was actually in hiding from the Medici family after he had supported a coup that was against them, he needed to go in 1530, kind of off radar for about 3 months. And there is no official, or I should say, there was no official trace of the artist's whereabouts on record during that time. But instead, a secret chamber has been discovered. It's below the Medici chapels in the Basilica of San Lorenzo there in Florence. And he hid there. He's about 55 years old at the time. And he was afraid of the reprisals that the city might have against him. And so, sure enough, this tiny little windowless room, about 10 meters long, 3 meters wide, he accessed it through a trap door.
Sounds like something out of a spy novel.
Exactly. And while he was there, he continued to work. He worked feverishly on studies for projects that he was otherwise working on. He did a revision for his David. He did some images of the Sistine Chapel. And guess what? He made many of these sketches in charcoal and chalk on the walls. So even a possible, what could possibly be a self-portrait is there on the walls of this room. So going down into this tiny little room is like going into a mini Michelangelo museum. And so sure enough, it is now being opened to the public, which is so exciting. Never been opened before. And what you have to do is you have to book tickets in advance. They only let 4 people down into this little room at a time. You can only stay for 15 minutes. And so they're going to open it for a few months as an experiment to see how it goes. And then in March, they're going to study the images to see if there is any damage. And if not, we can continue to go down and explore the secret room of Michelangelo, John.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.